The deep divide over Syria between the U.S. and Russia was in evidence at the G20 summit in Russia. President Obama was candid about it today, even as he stressed that most of the G20 leaders agreed with him about the use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government.
I would say that the majority of the room is comfortable with our conclusion that the Assad government, was responsible for their use. Obviously, this is disputed by President Putin, but if you polled the leaders last night, I am confident that you get a majority who said it is most likely. We are pretty confident that the Assad regime used it.
Vyacheslav Nikonov is deputy head of the Russian Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee. He belongs to a pro-Kremlin party, and he thinks Obama failed to make any progress on Syria at the summit.
I do not get any indications that any of the countries changed their mind. It looks like that the U.S. administration is quite committed to the idea of airstrike on Syria, which is not supported, of course, by most of the other countries.
All right, so Russia and the U.S. still very far apart. You know the statistics, more than 100,000 Syrians dead, more than 2 million people forced to flee Syria, more than twice that displaced internally, and now 1,000 believed killed in this chemical attack in Ghouta outside Damascus. Doesn't the White House have a solid argument that the international community has a humanitarian responsibility to try and prevent more suffering in Syria?
Yes, of course we must prevent suffering in Syria, but it does not mean providing air support to Al-Qaeda-type terrorist organizations, which are quite active in Syria.
What's your evidence of that?
Widely believed to be responsible for the use of gas.
Sir, first of all, what's your evidence that Al-Qaeda had anything to do with this gas attack?
Well, it is well known that Al-Qaeda and its affiliations is quite active in Syria. Actually, most of the fighters in the opposition forces are not Syrians.
What's your evidence of that?
It's a global terrorist international.
What is your evidence of that, though?
The Russian government has just presented the hardcore evidence that actually not this gas attack, but the previous one, was actually held by the opposition.
If you don't launch some kind of punitive strike against Syria, how do you bring this war under control? How do you bring peace?
Well, in my mind, of course, everyone in the international community should stop supporting sides in the civil war. If someone supports one side and someone supports another side, that means it can be endless.
Isn't Russia a key supporter of the Assad regime, though? I mean, $500 million a month in oil and credit and weapons, that comes from Russia and Iran. They have a huge, huge input of weapons into Syria over the past decade.
Well, the Syrian government is a legitimate government, by the way. And the amount of weapons and money coming from the West, or from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, from Turkey, is much more.
You believe that Syria's government is legitimate right now? I think there are a lot of people in Syria who disagree with that.
Of course it is a legitimate government. There is no other legitimate government in Syria. And definitely the opposition does not represent a legitimate government. But Russia's position is that Assad should talk with that opposition because they're the real force.
Mr. Nikonov, can you just explain who the Assad government would be talking to? Would they be talking to the terrorists? I mean, you're saying that the other side is all terrorists, basically.
Of course not. No one is talking to the terrorists. But there is a so-called opposition government, and of course the talks with that opposition government should be held. And the Assad government is ready for such talks.
Let me put this to you. I mean, the Syrian crisis is having a massive destabilizing effect on the whole region. I mean, isn't the responsible thing for the international community to prevent this from going any further?
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. But in order to do that, one needs to abstain from supporting the sides in a civil war, as I said.
So why is Russia still supporting Assad?
Because the West and some of the Arab countries are supporting the opposition.
Vyacheslav Nikonov, deputy head of the Foreign Affairs Committee in Russia's parliament, the Duma. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.